The Claude 3 model family by Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. Haiku is lightning fast and cost effective, Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed, and Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Learn more at anthropic.com/Claude.
Here's your morning brief for Wednesday, June 16th. I'm Keith Collins for the Wall Street Journal. President Biden and Russian leader Vladimir Putin are set to hold their first summit today in Geneva, Switzerland. The two sides have lowered expectations that the meeting will lead to any thaw in relations. Biden has made clear that he intends to challenge Putin on topics including Russia's aggression toward Ukraine, foreign election interference, and recent cyber attacks. A district court judge in Louisiana has blocked the Biden administration from pausing new oil and gas leases on federal land. In issuing a temporary injunction, the judge said the administration doesn't have the legal right to halt the program without approval from Congress. Several states have sued the federal government to end the leasing suspension. The Interior Department said it would comply with the injunction. A private equity firm said it has clinched a deal to buy textbook publisher McGraw-Hill. Platinum Equity is acquiring the company from investment firm Apollo Global Management in a deal valued at $4.5 billion, including debt. Markets in Asia ended mostly down, and European shares edged higher in early trading. And investors will be watching the Federal Reserve's monetary policy decision and comments from Chairman Jerome Powell later today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.